Hello and welcome to Listening to Canberra Voices. This is A Dana's Story. I'm your host, Ethan Perry.
And I'm your co-host, Kelsang Dolkar.
How are you, Kelsang?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We're joined in the studio today by our special guest, Adina Brown. Hello, Adina. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Adina Brown. I'm a proud Goombangi, Biripi and Yuin woman. I grew up in Western Sydney.
Adina, thank you so much for being with us today.
So, Adina, like us, you're also a student at the University of Canberra. What are you studying and how far along with your studies?
Yep, so I'm in my fourth year here at the Uni of Canberra. I'm studying a Bachelor of Communications and Media in Sports Media.
What drove you to choose your studies?
In high school, I couldn't really focus on one thing, and I grew up pretty much playing sport my whole life. So when I was doing really well in advanced English, I kind of said to my teacher, I can't really talk about politics. I don't like writing about it. Like, what's interesting? And she was like, well, what do you like? I said, I like sport. And she said, oh, well, there's sports media courses, blah, blah, blah. And we ended up finding this one here at the University of Canberra. And I like took the plunge and applied and I got in.
So Dana, you're 22 years old. I understand you were born and raised in Sydney. Could you tell us a little bit about your family and your upbringing?
Yeah, so I am one of five. I have three older brothers and we're all a year apart. And then my older sister, who's 7 years older than me. We grew up in Western Sydney, like Penrith area. Again, like grew up around sport. My parents both worked really hard. They met at uni, so they were managing, studying a degree, working four kids under the age of four. So I think that's pretty much like where I got a lot of my work ethic and skills to be, you know, a strong Aboriginal woman and I guess just to be a kind person. They are mental health workers and counsellors. So yeah, that's pretty much a lot about me.
And I imagine that would have been a pretty chaotic household growing up with your brothers. How was that?
Yeah, so sport every single night almost. So we did boxing at 6 a.m. every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Get dressed, go to school, and then in the afternoons I would do Muay Thai or box fit and my brothers would go off to footy training, and then Tuesday, Thursdays for me netball and Saturdays for netball and athletics. It was all over the place, but wow. The chaos was good. We like had places to use our energy, and growing up with such close ages, I think it was good to like kind of have each other through high school and, you know, front yard footy, everything like that. Like sometimes everyone wishes they had a sister, and my sister and I are so close, but it was kind of nice to go around boys and just like not really live thinking about everything. It's just carefree. Mum and dad were really happy, like grow up, eat some dirt, you know, become resilient, you know. Yeah, it was great. It was actually really good. It was chaos, but my best memories were when I was a kid.
Lovely.
I can never imagine waking up at 6 a.m. in the morning. All right, Adina, would you please be able to tell us how important it is for you to embrace your culture?
Yeah, so for me, from a very young age, I grew up being encouraged to identify as an Aboriginal person. But that also meant learning what that is because, you know, when you're a kid, you don't really understand culture completely. I was lucky we have so many family members and some of our elders lived with us growing up. So I remember there was a day my parents took us into their office, Aboriginal counselling, and actually sat me through the family tree and tried to explain to us, like, my nan and their parents and where Aboriginality for our family comes through and how those are my tribes and what that means. Being the youngest girl, there's a lot of responsibility about knowing your heritage and the family tree because it's the youngest of the family responsibility. So understanding bloodlines and last names and tribes is a really big thing for us. So to me, I think it's really important. It has completely shaped who I am. I am a very proud, outspoken Aboriginal person, and there's a lot of lifestyle cycles that continue on in the Aboriginal culture, and I want to be a spokesperson to kind of diminish that and say, you know, not every Aboriginal person is that. And I think it's important that, you know, you can bring a sense of your cultural identity into any experience and workplace that you do, because you're not only educating yourself but you're educating others. And I just think it's nice to be like connected to culture and your family. It's something you can't really describe.
Mm-hmm. And Dana, I guess it, your friends would play a massive role in, you know, making sure you feel supported. How close are you with your friendship circle? And I'm sure they do support you.
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone knows there's racism that exists everywhere, and unfortunately everyone experiences it, including myself. I'm really lucky where I've found, especially since studying and creating those friendships that are not just based off, you know, high school experiences, but educated decisions to be friends with people. Because it's who I am, you talk about your culture and your friends support that because that's who you are and they love you. So situations where I have had to experience racism, any kind of discrimination, I've been really lucky to have them. They probably speak louder than I do when it comes to standing up for myself. But it's great to feel empowered by friends like that.
Really great to hear. And I guess just moving forward a little bit, in 2019, you made the big decision to move to Canberra for your studies. Was that a hard decision to leave your family and friends behind?
I think yes, in a sense. I was excited to kind of start a new chapter of my life, and I thought it was probably well overdue, but it was difficult. I mean, a challenge of mine was my nan had passed away like 2 weeks before I was supposed to move. So it was dealing with that and the change of, like, especially through family loss and grief, there's about 20 family members that are living with you at the time. So I went from a household of 20 people through the loss of my nan to by myself, nothing, no one. So it was a huge decision, but looking back at it, it's probably one of the best decisions I've made. And yeah, I think I'm not the person who I am now. I wouldn't have the opportunities I do.
Yeah, it sounds like you definitely found yourself throughout them years. You're speaking about those challenges and, you know, them periods of homesickness. How has your family and your community helped motivate you and support you during those times?
There's a few things. So one, my parents are very big on, they understand homesickness and they are feeling the same. They're like, oh, I want my daughter back. But they also see the bigger picture of you're there to study. And my parents kind of just said, don't come home without a degree. Obviously, I go and visit them when I need to, and I have dealt with, you know, more grief throughout being here, and that's how life is. And having a big family, you do lose people. So I think they've found that great line of, like, you know, come home, we're here for you. And also, how is studying going? You know, are you doing this? Are you partying? Are you studying? But yeah, so they were great with that. In terms of my community, I was given the opportunity to find my voice about my culture, which was great. I don't think I would have found that back in Penrith working as a office lady. But I think also the Ngunnawal Centre here also really supported me when I was feeling homesick and I needed just to connect with someone. They were a great space to just be able to just say, look, I'm homesick. And it's just not something that not everyone understands. But it was probably one of my biggest challenges living here was like dealing with the homesickness.
Yeah, your parents obviously sound like a bit tough nuts and keep you on the straight and narrow, but obviously very loving as well.
Moving on to a bit lighter note.
Yeah.
Since moving to Canberra, you've made many significant inroads and impacts. We're aware that you are the SRC member for the Ngunnawal Centre here at the uni, and you're also the student representative of Reconciliation Action Plan Committee. What are some of the responsibilities and things you do in these roles?
Yeah. So I feel like starting at uni and experiencing how it is as an Aboriginal student, there were not gaps in the system, I'd say, but just things that you wish you could experience there. So going into this role, I didn't really want to change a lot. I wanted to more create more engagement and I guess allow other students to feel how I felt when I felt, you know, homesick and a lot more supported. So yeah, for me, I just wanted to, like, there are so many services that the university provide for all students, including like Indigenous students. So I just wanted them to like be aware of what the university can provide and support you on and how that can empower you to get through that degree and get you graduated. And then I think being on the RAP plan was kind of just seeing how the university is making themselves more accountable for the promises they're making for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students. So it's good to be able to have that voice and sit in on different meetings and say, okay, like, how are we looking at this in a student perspective? So it's been great to be a student voice in that aspect.
So Adina is also a member of Sports Committee, Events Committee and Student Conduct Committee.
Very busy girl. Yeah. Very busy girl.
So it's just been trying to, like, find that voice and make sure that other students are being heard, especially on the Conduct Committee. It's where a lot of appeals for students are going through. So just to have a friendly face that you can see on campus and know that we're here to support you and I guess encourage, you know, not just for you to graduate, but to enjoy your experience while you're on campus. Yeah, it's been an amazing experience. It's eye-opening, but it's nice to also know that I can support others.
How did you first get into these roles and how important are they to you?
Yeah, well, they're pretty vital to me. I've only picked up the SRC role this year, so it is something that I think if I was more willing earlier, I would have done. But it took a lot of poking and prodding by some of the non-oral centre staff to actually say, you know, apply. So, yeah, my final year, I decided to do that. And it's something that I wouldn't take back. Election is coming up soon. So for other students there, chuck their pretty much resume in, why they want to be in that role and what it's important to them for. It takes a lot of work and dedication and even just understanding the fundamentals of the council itself and how it works is a lot, but it's something that I realised how much these particular students work to have other students have their voices heard. And you know, there's women's spaces and safe spaces for students of diverse backgrounds and students that are studying each faculty. So yeah, it's very important and it's something that's so easy to apply and get involved in. Like, you could be any student, but there'd be something that you represent.
Yeah. How has becoming a part of all these stuff impacted your life? Like, what have you achieved or like something learned?
Time management. I've definitely learned that. I have so many commitments, but it's something that I prioritise because I realise how much of an impact it makes on other people. I think also for me, it's an achievement in itself to be able to experience it. It's also nice to sit back and be like, you know, I ended up like dropping to non-ATAR in my final term of year 12 because I was so stressed out. So it's nice to look back at that person and be like, okay, well, now you're an SRC student at university.
Dana, I also understand you're off to Sydney next week with your position at Telstra. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I was really lucky. I've been a part of a Career Trackers internship program since I started at uni. So every semester break, I go and work there, and I've been there 7 times now, every break. My last role was in their sports marketing team, so yeah, a lot of sponsorships and stuff like that, which was an amazing opportunity. And then I got offered while I was there for them to extend my contract and asked me to MC a business event called Telstra Vantage. So Telstra Vantage is pretty much a business opportunity for Telstra customers to go and spend 2 days at these events, and they learn all about different things that Telstra are doing to improve technology, improve the environment.
Bit of a plug.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool. So it's a bit of a daunting experience. There'll be about 4,000 people each day for the 2 days, and I've got to be a roving MC, so I'm like a live news reporter doing some live crosses. But yeah, it'll be an amazing experience. As nervous as I am, I'm really lucky that they've picked me.
It all sounds very exciting. It astonishes me how you find enough time of the day to fit that all in and your work and your studies.
I know.
Yeah. If you were to give any advices to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people wanting to study or studying at UC, what would it be?
I'd say like believe in yourself, like especially when you're going through those last years of high school, you're like, oh, I just want to get out of here. Or when you're in year 8 and 9, you're like, oh, I still have 4 years left. It may not be university, but just find something to, I guess, persevere at and then work towards. You may think the world's crumbling, but high school is not where your life starts and ends. And I'd also say pick something that you enjoy and you will enjoy your degree so much more.
Bit of great advice there, Adina. So Adina, you graduate at the end of the semester. Very exciting. What's next for Adina Brown?
Well, obviously Telstra. I've got that grad program opening up in February. I might start a bit earlier. But for me, I think just, you know, getting myself to learn as a professional in that industry, and then I'll probably study again at some point, and then in my later years, don't know when, but I do want to work in the community and make a bit of a difference. I've like considered as far as like the federal police all the way down to studying social work. So just finding that place that fits me, and I know as opportunities arise, that'll take me there. But right now, I think it's just Telstra and getting as much personal experience as possible and probably still keeping that voice that I have to talk about my culture.
Awesome. Well, Dana, on behalf of Kelsang, myself and our supporting team, Riley and Joseph, thank you so much for coming in today for this interesting conversation. you're a true testament to yourself, and we wish you all the best the rest of the semester and into the future. I'm sure it'll bring a lot of good things.
All right, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
This episode of the Listening to Canberra Voices podcast is brought to you by the Faculty of Arts and Design at the University of Canberra.